You did enjoy that?
I did. Yeah, I didn't know who it was.
I didn't mean to ignore you, but he is the big Pearl Jam. He loves Pearl Jam. And because of Travis, I'm going deeper into the catalog finally.
You should.
And that one, man, is I just love that song.
Yeah, it's a good song. He writes very good.
What album is that off?
That's off Backspacer.
Backspacer. What else is on that?
Got Some.
Right.
Supersonic.
Right.
All another right. single, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Go listen to it and discover some more.
They're all good.
More Pearl Jam songs. He's got a great voice. People make fun of the voice that we certainly have on this channel, on this show, with the. But you know, when he slows it down, especially.
Jay Moore's impression is one of my favorite things ever.
Yeah,
ever.
Absolutely. But in the end, he's a huge Pearl Jam fan as well. So, and I don't know. That song is just very, very nice with everything that's going on. With Robin Williams. This Robin Williams thing is just... I watched a whole hour on it on ABC. And then they dragged Barbara Walters out. She's getting old. Real old. But they had a lot of clips from her interview. And when Diane Sawyer talked to him. And yeah, there was a darkness there always.
Can you remember the last time the country was this miserable about like a non... you know, not 9/11 thing, but I mean, like, just a celebrity death. I can't remember the last
Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs?
Yeah, that's pretty big.
This is even bigger.
This is
Michael
different.
Jackson.
This feels different.
Probably Michael Jackson.
Maybe, but not Steve Jobs, because it was...
Steve Jobs is pretty big, though.
The suicide angle is what is really hard for people.
Right, absolutely. No one saw this coming as far as, you know, the public goes.
Yeah.
You know, everyone just thought he was this... Well, and he was a genius and a funny man and just filled with laughs. And certainly he had that dark side to him.
Yeah.
And he fought depression, it seems like.
Yeah. I mean, he was, it seems like today, like they're giving the media, now this is why the media is just fairly horrendous.
Garbage?
Yeah.
Just say it, garbage?
They're complaining that the coroner gave out too many details because a few people on Twitter didn't like it.
Right.
And it's like, what do you want? Like, the coroner was just up front. He's a loved guy. He died. And this is what happened.
Right.
They're telling you what happened because everybody wants to know what happened.
Right.
So they're answering the question. And I don't know why the media is saying, like, people are outraged that there was too many detail. Trying to rope the coroner in with you because you're the guys that were hanging outside of his house with the fucking ABC, the cameras at ABC on a helicopter?
Right, right. But they say, you know... But then they did exactly what they're complaining about. CNN just said, you know, people are complaining about too many details, and then they had a whole package of all the details.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it's better than sugarcoating it. I wonder if giving out the details maybe that helps people in a way. I don't know. Maybe it helps people that are going through the same thing. Maybe there's people out there that will see what Robin was going through and go, oh man, I got a family member that's going through that. Maybe I could try to get in there and try to work this out a little bit for the person. I don't know.
I also think it humanizes it to people. It's not just. When you hear details like that, it makes it a very real thing.
Right.
Like, you know, when you hear like somebody, oh my God, so-and-so just hung himself. We've all heard that, but when you hear the specifics of it, the door closing, like that becomes like a real image. Like, fuck, man, that's an agonizing place to be.
And then you just can't put your head around it that a guy like Robin Williams with all the talent in the world, they're saying he had money problems, but I'm sure he had enough money.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that wasn't good enough. The fame and the money wasn't good enough. Because even if his money problems were really bad, right around the corner, he could have made just, you know, a boatload of money just from his talent. His talent was still right there.
It's amazing. No matter who you are, you can be delusionally terrible and think that you're amazing. And you can be someone who's great and who has such an iconic thing and think that you're worthless. It's all your own perception. You know, it's really hard to...
Right.
You know, like who has the right perception of themselves?
Right.
Like what person... Can we think of it? All right, that person has the exact right view of them. Like, I don't know if I do. Like, do you? Who knows?
Who knows is right. I mean, the front page of the New York Post. Robin's despair. Photo reveals misery. How does that photo...
It doesn't.
How does that photo reveal misery?
He was just politely taking a photo with a worker.
I saw that, too. And, like, Radar called it, like, you know, depressing photo.
Maybe he's sick of taking pictures every time he leaves the house. He went to a Dairy Queen, and he was nice because this woman was very excited, recognized Robin Williams, and said, hey, could we take a picture? What does that reveal?